Welcome, everybody, to our live broadcast of George Ranch High School men's and women's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Coach Pierce on the women's side and Coach Jones on the men's side are looking to lead their Longhorn teams to a 23-6A district title and on to the 2017 UIL basketball playoffs. And now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHSI radio broadcast team for today's game.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's men's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. We'll have our national anthem, and then we'll give you the particulars of tonight's game.
Is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, we're in Longhorns Gymnasium. Pearland Dawson Eagles are in the building. They lead 23-6A with a perfect 6-0 record, winning every game in the first half and setting off on game number 7 right here at George Ranch. Darren Bradby under the weather again tonight. My super sub, Eddie Morris, is here. Eddie, this team is a tough team. They got some big players.
Yes, sir, absolutely. They are tough. They are the number one team in the district. We do have our hands full. They have several guys that are highly regarded throughout the state as being top players. So our guys definitely going to have their hands full. But to their credit, George Ranch did play them tough the first time around, so they got to feel good about their chances to get the job done this time.
Pearland Dawson, 19-6 overall, winner of 6 straight, as we mentioned. George Ranch, 10-13, 2-5 in 23-6A play. They are tied for 4th place with Hastings and Elsick. They beat Hastings the other night, Tuesday night, right here at George Ranch, 43-38. Charlie Jones's club looking to keep that momentum going right here at George Ranch. Here are the starters. First for the visiting Pearland Dawson Eagles, 6'2 junior Kyle Matthews, 6'0 senior Braxton Lovings, 6'8 senior Carl Nicholas, 6'5 senior Jules Moore and a 6'2 senior Philip Prater. George Ranch will have Charles Smith, Jeremy Peters, Grayson Harris, Quinton Morris, and McKinley Harris on the floor as the starters, and we'll bring you up to date on the other games in 23-6A as we get a break here. McKinley Harris will jump it up, against Carl Nicholas. Ball is in the air, and we are underway at George Ranch. Braxton Lovings takes the far side. Over to Jules Moore, back to Lovings. Try to get it inside. They finally do to Nicholas. He drives the lane, puts one up. It's no good, but he's fouled.
Yes, Nicholas was fouled on that play, and Nicholas is the guy that they want to get going. He's the engine of the Pearland Dawson Eagles, so if they get him going, they're going to feel really good about their chances.
Big 6'8 senior at the free throw line. First one on its way and no good. Other games tonight, Hastings at Brazoswood, Aleaf Taylor at Pearland tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And second one on its way and good from Nicholas. And Dawson leads early, 1-0, 7:40 left in the third quarter. And George Ranch throws that one away. Charles Smith thought he saw a streaking Grayson Harris, but Harris was standing still and the ball went way over his head.
Yes, I think that's a little excitement by Charles. He's getting his first opportunity to start, so I think he's just a little excited. He is an active player with a lot of energy, so he'll calm down and settle in.
Inbound is to Kyle Matthews, out top to Philip Prater. He gives way to Braxton Lovings. Out top to Carl Nicholas. Nicholas down the lane, has that one slapped away and out of bounds. Noah Thomason in the ballgame for George Ranch. Did a good job on knocking that one out of bounds. And finally, Dawson gets it in. Braxton Lovings drives, little 10-foot jump shot, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles, and a strong return. And that one by Kyle Matthews doesn't fall. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by George Ranch.
Yes, that's a good ball activity around the rim. Unfortunately, as you mentioned earlier, that length is getting advantage of George Ranch right now in terms of rebounding.
Lovings down the lane. The left-handed layup is good. 6:55 left in the first quarter. 3-0, Dawson Eagles. He's Eddie Morris. I'm Tom Carrando. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is live Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio. And while we were doing that plug, Noah Thomason hit a three, and we're tied at three.
Yeah, that was a good spot-up look, good ball movement, and Noah, who sometimes has been gun-shy, this time he came out looking for a shot and made an excellent shot.
Drive on the lane, a foul committed by Charles Smith, the 5'7 senior getting a start tonight for George Ranch. Here's one from the corner, no good by Jules Moore, and last touch and out of bounds by the Eagles. George Ranch will inbound. Noah Thomason with the right-hand dribble over to Grayson Harris. To Smith. Quinton Morris with the three. That one in and out. Rebounded by Carl Nicholas. And here come the Eagles the other way. And again, a drive on the basket by Lovings. And he kind of cupped that ball in his hand, but good defense by Charles Smith. He knocked it away. Eagles will reset. Inbound comes way out top to Jules Moore.
This is a good matchup right here between Quinton Morris and Jules Moore. They, size-wise, they pretty good together.
Drive on the basket by Moore. No good. A rebound by Quinton Morris. And the big senior takes it himself to Noah Thomason, to McKinley Harris. Around the key to Charles Smith. Back out top to Noah Thomason. 5:41 left in the first quarter. We're tied at three. Quinton Morris works inside, tries to get a shot off, and it is knocked out of bounds. It'll be George Ranch basketball under their own rim.
Yes, I'm seeing good patience by the Longhorns, something we didn't see the early game of this week. They are definitely moving the ball around, trying to find a good shot.
5'11 junior Andrew Everhard is in, and Philip Prater takes a blow on the bench. Thomason out top. He's guarded by Everhard to McKinley Harris. Charles Smith. Smith has that one knocked away momentarily. He last touched it as it rolls out of bounds. Second turnover for George Ranch.
I think he's just a little excited. He's a very high energy guy. Again, his first start, and I just think he just got to settle in a little bit, but he'll be okay.
All right, Marvis Odaya is in for Charles Smith, 6'4 junior. Out top to Carl Nicholas. Nicholas on the left side. Tries a layup, no good. The putback is no good. Rebounded and in the possession of George Ranch, then knocked away. A jump shot put up by Jules Moore. That's no good. Rebound again by Grayson Harris. Here comes Noah Thomason on the left-handed dribble on the left side. Now he's going to walk out top and reset. This time tries the right side over to Marvis Odaya to Grayson Harris. Noah Thomason with the basketball on the left side. Marvis Odaya just came into the ball game. A little jump shot from Marvis, no good. Rebounded by Braxton Lovings. Lovings on the left side, puts up the layup, it's no good. Put back by Nicholas, and he's called for the personal foul, his first. Crashing the boards was Carl Nicholas, and he's called for the personal foul.
Yes, that's a good defense by the George Ranch Longhorns. They was able to prevent the Eagles without getting a shot off.
All right, Jeremy Peters in the game. Puts it on to the left side of Grayson Harris. Harris's jump shot is off. Rebounded by Jules Moore. Moore stops at the free throw line and hits the jumper. It's 5-3, Eagles. Down the middle to Marvis Odaya. Odaya has that one hit the rim and fall off, but he's fouled by.
Actually called an offensive foul against Marvis Odaya, so it's going to be Eagles ball.
Right you are. Marvis's first personal foul.
He had good activity in there. The guy just was able to get him positioned just in that restricted area and draw the charge.
Braxton Lovings being guarded out top by Jeremy Peters. Over to Everhard. He puts up the jump shot, and that's good. It's a three-pointer by Andrew Everhard. It's 8-3, Eagles.
Yeah, he's a...
Puts up the three. It's no good. Rebounded by Braxton Lovings again. Check that. Jules Moore with the rebound in the corner to Everhard. Out top to Matthews. Jules Moore with the jumper. That's no good. A rebound. And the putback is good by Chris Dixon.
The Longhorns, they got activity. Unfortunately, the rim seems to have a lid on it for them. The shooting touch is just not there right now. And so Coach Jones wanted to get that timeout and try to settle the guys in and hopefully make a nice run.
It's 10-3 Eagles late in the first quarter. Baskets by Braxton Lovings, Chris Dixon, Jules Moore, a three-pointer by Andrew Everhard, and a free throw by Carl Nicholas. That's the 10 points for the Eagles. Noah Thomason hit a three-pointer for George Ranch, and that's it for the Longhorns. 3:06 left in the first quarter. In women's basketball, George Ranch is at Dawson. They tipped it off at 7 o'clock. Pearland at A-Leaf Taylor, Brazoswood at A-Leaf Hastings. Elsick has the night off in women's basketball and in men's basketball in 23-6A. Dylan Luce in the ball game with the basketball to Quinton Morris. And Morris has that pass intercepted and taken by the Eagles. Drive on the lane by Moore is no good. The putback is by Braxton Lovings. He's got 4 points and the lead is now 9. 12-3. to McKinley Harris. With Dylan Luce out top. Quinton Morris with the basketball over on the left side. And a foul whistled against Carl Matthews. He is Kyle Matthews, rather, his first. Checking in for George Ranch, DeLon Dean. Dean will inbound, gets it into Jeremy Peters.
So the Longhorns look like they're trying to show some patience again, trying to be a little bit more patient and get the ball to a good spot for a good shot. However, the Eagles are playing aggressive defense.
Inside to McKinley Harris. Pass stolen away by the Eagles. Loving's in the corner to Carl Nicholas to Everhart. Everhart tries the lane. He has that one rejected and into the hands of Dylan Luce. Luce with the left-handed layup, and that's good. Dylan Luce.
Yes, sir. Dylan Luce was able to get to the basket and get a layup.
12-5. Eagles by 7. Into Carl Nicholas. The spin move is good by Nicholas.
That's the guy. That's the guy that we're going to have to slow down in order to really have a chance at this game. Nicholas has good activity offensively and defensively with that length.
Jeremy Peters with the basketball on the far side. George Ranch moving right to left across your radio dial, across your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop, however you're listening to us tonight on GRHS. Hi, radio. We're glad you're here. Yeah, three-pointer on its way is good by McKinley Harris. So that patience is starting to pay off for George Ranch.
Absolutely.
Getting some better looks.
Yes, sir. Not rushing the shot and really taking the time to see what their opportunities are and taking advantage of it.
Braxton Lovings drives on the basket, puts it in. He's got 6 points. To DeLon Dean. Dean drives the baseline, kicks it out to Dylan Luce. Luce with the short jumper.
And it's blocked.
Partially blocked into the hands of the Eagles.
About 30 seconds left in the first quarter, and the Eagles got the ball. Let's see if George Ranch can make a defensive stop here.
Dawson has doubled up on George Ranch. It's 16-8. Once again, Braxton Lovings with the basketball. Peters on him, doing a good job keeping him away from the basket.
Yeah, look like they're waiting to get that last shot with 5 seconds left. They decide to drive the ball and score.
And Lovings puts that one up right before the buzzer. He's got 8 points, and the lead is now 10, 18-8. You're listening to George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
We're the Lariat's varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
Back at George Ranch, we're about ready to start quarter number two in Longhorns Gymnasium. It's the 23-6A, 6-0 Pearland Dawson Eagles at George Ranch tonight. It's 18-8. Out top, Noah Thomason with the basketball in the corner to Dean. Dean sends one on its way. It rims in and out, and a scuffle underneath for the rebound.
And look like it's going to be a Eagles possession on a jump ball tie-up.
Chukwuma Agbana with the basketball. He's tied up by one of the Eagles. The award is to the Eagles. That'll go down as a turnover to George Ranch.
Good defense by Quinn Morris against Jules Moore, who's trying to drive the attack the baseline, sideline the baseline.
Charlie Jones has Noah Thomason, Quinton Morris, McKinley Harris, DeLon Dean, and Chukwuma Agbana in the lineup as we work here early in the second quarter. Here's Quinton Morris. To McKinley Harris out top. Noah Thomason on the far side. Left-handed dribble. Tries to get it down low. That pass is intercepted. McKinley Harris was down there, but he couldn't get him the ball. Here's a drive on the basket by Jules Moore. He lays it up and in. He's got 4 points. And the lead is 12. 20-8.
Yeah, that was a good assist by Carl Nichols to get him that ball to make an easy score.
Morris, good spin move towards the basket. He has that one taken away en route to the basket.
Yes, he went for the spin move, and the defender was right there waiting on him, so he probably should have just raised up on that opportunity.
Kyle Matthews out top to Jules Moore. Now on the right wing to Chris Dixon. Back to Kyle Matthews. He's down the lane, has that one knocked away. Right into the hands of Chris Dixon. He puts one up and no good.
Yeah, it looked like that's going to be a foul against the Eagles. I want to say number five, Carl Nichols, on the rebound.
That's what I got, his second. It's the second time he's gone in hard on the boards and been whistled for the personal foul. Noah Thomason with the basketball. To DeLon Dean. Back to Thomason on the right side. Gets it to Grayson Harris. Harris, little turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound by Agbana and a foul.
Yep, a foul on number 23, Philip Prater, going over the back of Agbana.
That's Prater's first. Four personal fouls for the Eagles, three for George Ranch. And the inbound to Grayson Harris, and he drops in the jumper.
Yeah, that was a nice communication between Quinn and Grayson on the inbound to get what turned out to be a nice shot, a scoring shot.
A little soft turnaround jump shot for Grayson Harris. He's on the board.
So the Longhorns have settled down a little bit. The key now is to get some stops to cut into this 10-point lead.
Braxton Lovings with the ball. Good pitch inside to Jules
Good defense.
Moore.
Good defense by Quinn Morris to create the travel as Jules Moore tried to spin and looked like Quinn did an old Akeem Olajuwon move and pulled the chair from up under him and caused him to travel.
Four turnovers for the Eagles. George Ranch with eight. Out top to Agbana. Back to Quinton Morris on the right side. Morris drives the baseline. And a travel.
Actually, they called an offensive foul against Quinn Morris on the attack. The referee, I guess, wasn't on the same page. The last referee got the call.
All right, we'll give Morris for his first personal foul and take that turnover off the board.
Very impressed to see the Longhorns on a rebound board. And that time, Quinn is able to draw the foul against number one, Riley Matthews for the Eagles.
That's the second personal foul on Kyle Matthews at the free throw line. Quinton Morris, scoreless so far, 5-13, left before halftime.
Seeing these free throws go through the rim will probably help his activity. We'll see.
First one on its way and good. Andrew Eberhardt checks back in. And Philip Prater is out again. Second free throw by Quinton Morris is no good. Took a high bounce, rebounded by Kyle Matthews.
Went for the steal and was able to at least stop the possession. The Eagles will retain possession.
Good hands by Quinton Morris on the far side. Knocked that one out of bounds. Eagles will have to reset. Inbound now to Jules Moore. Moore dribbles over to the near side. Everhart with a three-pointer, and he hits another one.
Everhart is deadly with that three. If you give him the space, he will take it.
Well beyond the top of the key. Second three-pointer for Andrew Everhart. He's got 6 points. To DeLon Dean, he tries a three-pointer. That's a little bit short off the front of the rim. And the rebound and the drive on the basket by Lovings.
And a foul by 40, Chukwuma Agbana.
That's his first personal foul at the line. Braxton Lovings, 8 points in the first quarter.
I tell you, the difference I'm seeing right now is that the Eagles are being a lot more aggressive on their attack. Thus, they're able to get what they want when they want it in the paint.
24-11 Eagles as Matthews hits the first free throw.
Misses the second.
Second one is short. And back into the hands of the Eagles.
And unfortunately, the Longhorns did not do a good job of boxing out, allowing the Eagles to retain another possession.
Did a good job there, though. Drive on the basket by Moore. That one is knocked away. And into the hands of George Ranch. There was a tie-up on the floor, and the award goes to the Longhorns.
Now, this will be a good chance for the Longhorns to get a good shot. They was able to steal a possession here, so let's see if they can get some good activity with this 4 minutes left in this second period.
Jeremy
second
Peters
quarter.
To Quinton Morris to McKinley Harris. Harris drives on the basket, puts it up. It's no good. A foul whistled against 31, Julian Johnson, his first.
That was a good drive by McKinley Harris, because what it's doing now is putting pressure on the Eagles, because they're getting in foul trouble, so it'll probably take away a little bit of their aggression.
At the free throw line, McKinley Harris, first one is good. He has 4 points. Hit a three-pointer in the first quarter. And now the free throw here in the second. Second one on its way and good again.
Yes.
24-13, 4 minutes left before halftime. Braxton Lovings with the basketball to Everhart, his favorite spot up top. Then he gives this one up to Lovings. Good pick set for him. Jump shot from the free throw line is good by Braxton Lovings. He's got 11 points, and the lead is 13, 26-13.
Yeah, Braxton is really pushing the tempo for the Eagles, keeping the Longhorns on their heels.
And another good turnaround jump shot by Grayson Harris. Harris with 4 points.
The Longhorns are doing a good job now offensively. However, you still got to get some stops on defense in order to be able to cut into this lead.
Peters doing a good job on Lovings.
So we're still standing at 26-15 in favor of the Eagles.
Lovings puts up the jumper from the corner, way short. The rebound by Quinton Morris, and now personal foul whistle against Chris Dixon, his first.
Yes, the fouls are starting to add up. Against the Eagles, so that should be a 1-1.
George Ranch in the bonus. Quinton Morris heads to the free throw line at the opposite end. He's got a point, put in a free throw here in the second quarter. We're inside 3 minutes to play. First free throw by Quinton Morris is good. 26-16, Eagles by 10.
If he can make this free throw, that'll cut into that double-digit lead, giving the guys a little bit more confidence as we wind down these last 3 minutes in the second quarter. Shot is up.
And that one's good. had some legs on it.
Yes.
Reached over the front of the rim. 26-17. George Ranch bringing it back into single digits on their deficit. Lovings with the basketball. Quinton Morris on him.
So
in the far corner to Chris Dixon. And Dixon tries a spin move, and he's fouled.
Yeah, Grayson Harrison tried to sneak in there and rip the ball out and got caught slapping the wrist. And so he draws his, look like his first foul.
First free throw by Dixon is off the mark. That foul was on McKinley Harris, yes? Or did he call it on Grayson Harris?
I thought he showed 24. We can do I'll do a stat check at half.
All right, we'll do that. It's on Grayson Harris.
Second free throw good for Chris Dixon.
27-17, three-pointer by Marvis Odaya is off the mark. Rebounded by the Eagles. George Ranch only getting one look at the basket. We had that trouble on Tuesday night.
Yes, rebound has been an issue for the Longhorns. And once again, 25 spots up, and this time he don't make it.
Yeah, Everhart from the top of the key, another three-point attempt. This one was off the mark. Back out top to Lovings. He's guarded by Odaya. Good pick set by Chris Dixon. And the drive by Lovings is good.
Yes, defense took a vacation that time for the Longhorns, allowing the Eagles to drive straight to the basket for a layup.
13 points by Braxton Lovings. Marvis Odaya on the far side. Out top to Grayson Harris. To Peters. Peters to McKinley Harris. Back out top to Jeremy Peters. Waiting for George Ranch to move into the lane, looking for someone to pass it to. Now Quinton Morris puts up the jumper. That's no good.
Referee confer. And looked like must have been a foul on the Longhorns. I didn't see who it was.
It was a second personal foul on Marvis Odaya, sending Braxton Lovings to the free throw line. Both teams in the bonus now. Lovings with 13 points. 8 in the first quarter, 5 here in the second.
I tell you what, he is really driving an activity for the Eagles.
That free throw is good by Lovings. He'll get a second one. 30-17. Eagles by 13. Make that, no. That one was in and out. Still 13. Jeremy Peters. And he throws that one away, trying to hook up with Grayson Harris. And that one too high, too wide for Harris. Turnover number 9 for George Ranch.
So he's walking the ball up now. Look like this is their rest break. As we're down to a minute.
And over to Jules Moore. Moore drives down the lane. And a good block by George Ranch. Ahead to Quinton Morris. Morris takes it, and he has that one blocked off the
rim. Good rebound.
A glass, and a good rebound and put back by Grayson Harris with 6 points. 37 seconds to play before halftime. 30-19. Eagles by 11. Jules Moore guarded by Quinton Morris.
Yeah, it looked like Eagles are playing keep away so they can try to get the last shot of the half. So they're spreading the ball around and spreading the floor as well. Longhorns has to be careful because they are spreading the floor successfully, leaving wide open lanes. So I'm sure they're looking at that and they're going to try to attack that.
Lovings guarded by Peters. Now he'll put up the shot. It's short. rebounded by Jeremy Peters. And that's halftime. George Ranch, after the successful wasting of the clock by the Eagles, they put up a shot, no good, and rebounded by Peters, and that's a horn at the end of the second quarter. It is Pearland Dawson Eagles 30, George Ranch 19. You're listening to Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Eagles 30, George Ranch 19. And the time is now to get that George Ranch High School legacy yearbook. Time is running out to do that. The last day to order is Monday, January 30th. You can order online at BALFOUR.com or go by the George Ranch front office, get an order blank, fill it out, make your payment, and you can order that way. Either way, you'll be awarded, those yearbooks will be brought to you in the springtime at George Ranch High School. Let's check the scoring. First for the visiting Pearland Dawson Eagles, Braxton Lovings leads all scorers with 14. 6 by Andrew Eberhardt, 2 3-pointers for him. 4 points by Jules Moore, and 3 each by Carl Nicholas and Chris Dixon. And at halftime, the Eagles with 5 turnovers. Scoring for George Ranch, 6 points by Grayson Harris, 5 by McKinley Harris, 3 each by Quinton Morris and Noah Thomason, and 2 by Dylan Luce. George Ranch with 9 turnovers at halftime. Take a couple message breaks here. When we come back, Eddie and I will talk about the first half and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugarland-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand, and provide investment confidence content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquefinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with SagePoint Financial, Inc.
Back at George Ranch High School, other games in 23-6A. A-Leaf Hastings at Brazoswood. And Taylor at Pearland. Tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, A-Leaf Taylor 19-8. Pearland 23-5. That should be a good ball game in Pearland with the A-Leaf Taylor Club coming in. Women's basketball tonight, Brazoswood at Hastings, George Ranch over at the Dawson Lady Eagles, and Pearland at A-Leaf Taylor. Elsick has the night off and the weekend off in 23-6A. Eddie, tough half for George Ranch. They showed some patience and poise in that second quarter, especially Grayson Harris. He got some great looks and dumped in 6 points in the second quarter. But that lead that Dawson built in the first quarter is really hampering George Ranch.
And that is the difference in the game, as you recognize, in terms of the scoring, 30-19 in favor of the Eagles. The Longhorns did exercise great patience in there. They moved the ball around real good. Unfortunately, the Eagles matched it with their defense in terms of keeping the Longhorns out on the perimeter. So they was not able to get good clean looks. Fortunately for the Longhorns, Grayson Harrison, as you mentioned, was able to hit some mid-range jumpers that allowed for them to be able to stay in the game with a few other points chipped in by his teammates.
Now, the Eagles are a big team. They're also very quick. And when they drive on the basket, of course, George Ranch is starting to collapse on them in the lane. But when that happens, they'll kick it out. They'll kick it out to somebody like Andrew Eberhard, who nails 2 3-pointers. And they got some good outside shooting, but they're also quick down the lane.
You're absolutely correct in that. Darn if you do, darn if you don't. If you don't guard to paint, then you got Carl Nichols, who's going to dominate, who is their top guy. And then, and as you just mentioned, if they shut down or contain the middle, then they got shooters on the perimeter. So I think some of the adjustments we may see the Longhorns go into, it may be a man-to-man type defense with help when the ball drops down. So we'll see what kind of adjustment the Longhorns will make for the second half.
Another break coming up. When we get back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, is a professional corporation founded in 2002 by CPA Cindy Saha. Cindy's business philosophy is simple. Your CPA firm should provide more than tax preparation services once a year. At Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, she'll take care of all of your accounting, bookkeeping, and tax planning needs and provide friendly, professional support all year long. As your trusted business advisor, she and her staff will also help you make smart financial decisions so your business will continue to grow and be profitable. That's Cynthia Seidel Saha, CPA, 19901 Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land. You can phone the office at 281-635-1619 or find them on the web at sugarlandcpa.com.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio. Woo!
Yeah! Thank you, ladies. Back at Longhorns Gymnasium, both the Bells and the Lariats were out on the floor. Bells danced at halftime during the JV game. Lariats just finished up. Great entertainment by both of those dance groups here at George Ranch. Eagles back out on the floor. George Ranch getting some last-minute instructions from Charlie Jones. Now they're back. George Ranch will send out Quentin Morris, Charles Smith, McKinley Harris, Grayson Harris, and Noah Thomason.
Should be an interesting second half here with the Longhorns understanding that they need to claw their way back in the game, and the Eagles will do their darnest to remain undefeated. So each team has something to shoot for, and we'll look and see who prevails in the end.
Eagles set the inbound. They do that with the basketball. Jules Moore as we start quarter number three. Over to Chris Dixon. Try to get it down low to Carl Nicholas, and that one is intercepted. Turnover by the Eagles. Quentin Morris drives on the basket, lays it up and in. Morris with 5 points, lead by the Eagles. Back down to 9:30-21.
Yeah, that was a nice assist from Charles Smith to Quentin Morris to get that quick score they needed in the second half.
What they tell you, the first day of grade school basketball at give and go.
Yes, sir.
Here's Nicholas with a jumper from the free throw line. No good. Good rebound by Kyle Matthews. And his shot is no good. Rebound into the hands of Charles Smith. And Quentin Morris, Noah Thomason out top. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Drive on the basket by Smith. And that one is no good. Hit the back iron and came out. Rebounded by Braxton Loving. Drive down the baseline by Chris Dixon. That one is no good, and George Ranch doing a good job on the defensive end, grabbing those rebounds. Here's a drive by Noah Thomason. That one is short into the hands of Grayson Harris. Harris's jump shot, no good. Carl Nicholas with the rebound.
Yeah, that was a shot Grayson Harrison probably should not have taken. He did not have real good balance, but an opportunity to pass the ball back out and look for a good shot.
Matthews into Nicholas. Turnaround jump shot by Nicholas. No good. Off the hands of the Eagles and out of bounds. Turnover number 11.
As you indicated, the Longhorns are playing good defense to start the second half, denying the Eagles any scoring opportunities so far.
That was turnover number 7 for the Eagles. And trying to get inside, it's Grayson Harris, and he's fouled.
Yeah, that was good activity by the Longhorns, trying to move the ball around to give themselves a chance at a good shot.
Chris Dixon with the foul, his second at the free throw line is Grayson Harris. He's got 6 points. And that first free throw a little bit short off the front iron. 5:51 in the third quarter. Eagles by 9, 30-21.
Second attempt
is good by Grayson Harris. Good defense by George Ranch. Finally, the ball is inbound. Loving's being guarded by Quentin Morris. He brings Morris way out top. Finds Jules Moore on the left wing. Moore working on Noah Thomason. Thomason, good job there. Moore on his way to the basket, no good. Puts up an off-balance shot, and that one drops for Jules Moore.
Yeah, they controlled the boards that time with their length, getting rebound after rebound after rebound, and finally one fail for Jules Moore, bringing our score 32-22.
That's 6 points for Jules Moore. Noah Thomason, right-hand dribble up the right side to Smith. And around the horn to Noah Thomason. Back out top to Quinton Morris. Morris on the left side gives way to Noah Thomason. Thomason will kind of backtrack a bit and set things up again. Over in the left corner to Morris. Morris to Grayson Harris. Harris tries to find McKinley Harris going down the lane, and that one goes out of bounds. 11 turnovers for George Rantz, 7 for the Eagles.
Yeah, they had the right idea. Unfortunately, it was crowded in those lanes, so they was not able to get a clean pass, and thus turning the ball over.
Lovings guarded by Morris. Morris checks himself away from that pick, and that one is intercepted by George Rantz. 8th turnover by the Eagles. Here's Noah Thomason, and he throws that one into the hands of the Eagles, and a lay-in on the other end by Jules Moore. He's got 8 points.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Again, the Longhorns are getting their hands on some balls. Unfortunately, they're not poised enough this half to get a good shot.
34-22, Dawson by 12. Quinton Morris, three-pointer on its way. That one a bit short off the front iron. It falls straight down into the hands of Chris Dixon. And here's Dixon streaking towards the basket, takes a return pass and lays it up and in. Charlie Jones wants a timeout. You're listening to Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Dawson High School by 14, 22 over George Rantz. 3:55 left in the third quarter. Eddie Morris is here. I'm Tom Tarando. This is men's 23-6A basketball on GRHSI Radio. Through Marvis Odiah, who's checked in for George Rantz. Grayson Harris around the horn to Jeremy Peters. Back to Marvis Odiah. Odiah to Grayson Harris. McKinley Harris with a three-pointer. No good. Off the front iron. Rebounded by Braxton Lovings. Lovings feeds a streaking Moore, and he can't lay it in. Now a struggle for the ball on the floor. Several players down there. And finally a jump ball is called. And we'll see who gets the award.
Look like the Longhorns.
Checking in is Philip Prater for the Dawson Eagles. And Eddie's right. The award goes to the Longhorns. Peters up the center of the floor with kind of a slow dribble to Marvis Odiah in the near corner. Odiah back out top to McKinley Harris, to Charles Smith, back to Grayson Harris. Harris step back jump shot, no good, a little bit short. And this one ahead to Kyle Matthews and out of bounds. That is 10 turnovers for the Eagles. George Rantz with 12.
Yeah, Philip Prater saw a streaking Kyle and was not able to deliver the ball on time and created a turnover.
Just out of the reach of Kyle Matthews. All right, George Rantz with the basketball. Peters to Marvis Odiah. To McKinley Harris on top. Peters with the three-pointer.
And got it.
That's good. Jeremy Peters with his first points of the night. Lead is 11, 36-25. Down low to Nicholas. He puts it up. No good off the rim, but a foul.
Trails about.
foul whistled against Chukwuma Agbana, his second at the free throw line. Carl Nicholas, he's got 3 points, all in the first quarter. And the free throw, first one, is good. Nicholas got into a little bit of foul trouble with a couple in the first quarter, so didn't see a whole lot of action in the second. Back in here now in the third. Second free throw on its way. That one's good. He's got 5 points, and the lead is 13, 38, 25. Into DeLon Dean, to Akbana, and around the horn to Jeremy Peters. Peters being guarded by Jules Moore. Charlie Jones calling for a bit more rotation with his players. Peters, another three-pointer, and that one off the back iron. Agbana with the rebound, and he's tied up. And this time, the award will go to the Eagles.
Yes, the Longhorns are trying to be more patient. They actually got a good look from the three-point mark. Unfortunately, this time it was off the mark.
That was the same spot that Peters hit his earlier three-pointer, and that one looked good when it left his hands.
Good turnover in favor of the Longhorns.
To Agbana on the far side. To DeLon Dean. Dean calls for Agbana to set him a pick. He does that. Now to Jeremy Peters in the corner. Cross court to Agbana. McKinley Harris with the three-pointer. And that one is good. 8 points for McKinley Harris in the lead. Back down to 10 by the Eagles. 38-28.
Again, look like they're going to call a timeout or not.
Yeah, and now the officials are unsure if that was a call. One of them did. Charlie Jones doesn't like that, but he does grant the timeout to Mark Bear.
Yeah, if he doesn't get that timeout, then it is a turnover on the Eagles in terms of a travel. So that was a heads-up timeout by the coach to save that possession.
McKinley Harris opened the scoring, opened his scoring with a three-pointer in the first quarter and then just nailed this one in the third. He's got 8 points.
Yes, once again, the Longhorns are able to stay in this game within a 10-point margin. It's more so getting the stops as they score to give them themselves a chance to be able to close the gap. They got a minute and 31 seconds in this third quarter to work on it before the fourth.
Eagles will inbound on the far side. We're back in our crow's nest tonight, right behind the scorer's table. Up top.
Offensive foul.
And an offensive foul whistled against the Eagles. That's number three on Carl Nicholas.
Yes, he caught the inbound pass, and he basically launched himself in position to try to score a layup, and doing so leveled number 40, Agbana.
Kyle Matthews checks in, and Nicholas takes a seat. 1:19 left in the third quarter. Eagles by 10. To DeLon Dean, he drives and then kicks it back out to Marvis Odiah. Three-pointer on its way by Odiah. No good, and the rebound slightly by Agbana and then into the hands of the Eagles. Here's a jump shot from the free throw line by Lovings. No good, rebound by Philip Prater. Another one by Lovings on its way, and this time that one is good, and it's a three-pointer. 17 points for Braxton Lovings. Peters on the far side, puts up the J, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Kyle Matthews with the board. Inside 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. 13-point lead by the Eagles, 41-28. And again, the Eagles look like they want to hold on to the basketball and take that last shot like they did in the first and second quarter.
Yes, they're making a point to try to win every quarter by holding the ball for the last shot. Got a 5 second count.
And that's a turnover, number 11 for the Eagles. And Mark Bear is fit to be tied on that call.
Yes, that was an opportunity for the Eagles to extend their lead, and good activity by the Longhorns to close that gap to earn that five-second call.
Jeremy Peters out top to Odaya, and he can't get a shot off. That's the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, that was a good and bad possession by the Longhorns. One, to get the stop, and then two, not being aware of the clock in order to get that last shot off.
You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
I'm Eddie Moore, Vice President of Athletics, George Ranch ABC Booster Club. And I listen to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
And for the last couple games, he's been broadcasting George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. Glad to have him. Darren Bradby's been under the weather the last couple nights, so our super sub, Eddie Morris, is here. All right, start the fourth quarter. George Ranch with the basketball and a whistle underneath. Foul on Kyle Matthews, his third.
Yes, he's really trying to keep Grayson, number 24, for the Longhorns, forgetting position, so he's been a little aggressive pushing him out.
Odaya with the basketball, tries to get it in. It's knocked out of bounds again by Chris Dixon. We'll do that again.
Yes, Marvis Odaya is trying to throw the ball in and is not really finding the open man. This time he finds Jeremy Peters.
To Quinton Morris out top. Into Grayson Harris. Back to Quinton Morris. Jump shot is no good. Nicholas Skies for the rebound. Into the hands of Braxton Lovings. Lovings doesn't take the shot. Gives it to Jules Moore. He puts up a short shot. No good. Rebound into the hands of Quinton Morris. He puts up the jump shot inside the lane. It's no good. But off the hands of the Eagles and out of bounds.
Yeah, it looked like it bounced off of number three. Chris Dixon for the Eagles and landing out of bounds.
Marvis Odaya will trigger the basketball, the inbound from under George Ranch's basket. Longhorns moving left to right in the second half. And a streaking Quinton Morris. And he
goal 10.
But it is a goal 10 call. Credit Quinton Morris with the basket. He's got 7 points. And the lead is 11, 41-30.
Yes, that was an excellent inbound pass from Marvis Odaya to hit a streaking Quinton Morris in the paint for a layup. Looks like DeLon just drew a foul.
Foul on DeLon Dean, his first. All right, Jules Moore with the basketball being guarded by DeLon Dean. And a technical foul whistled against Jules Moore.
Yes, the referee made a call. I guess he wasn't happy with the results of it, so he mouthed off something. And
I don't know what he said, but what he did also is throw the basketball about as hard as he could back at one of the Longhorns. And so what he said and what he did got him the tee.
Well, I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, they're going to still give the ball to the Eagles.
Out top to Lovings. to Nicholas. Spin move under the basket. No good. Way off. Hit the glass and into the hands of George Ranch. Grayson Harris with the rebound. Marvis O'Dea with the basketball. Now Jeremy Peters. Long three-pointer by Peters. No good. And a foul underneath.
Again, the Eagles are being very aggressive in trying to get position. The only problem is they're literally pushing guys out of the way, creating fouls.
First personal foul on Braxton Lovings. O'Dea gets this one into Jeremy Peters. Peters being guarded by Philip Prater. Into the corner to DeLon Dean. He drives the baseline. And Dean is called for the offensive foul, his second.
Yeah, he's trying to attack that baseline, and unfortunately, he ran out of real estate. A guy held his position, and he got caught.
Bringing you up to date on the scoring, 17 points by Lovings, 8 by Jules Moore, 6 by Andrew Eberhardt, and 5 each by Chris Dixon and Carl Nicholas. George Rant scoring in just a moment. I can tell you it's being led by McKinley Harris with 8 through 3 quarters of play. Eagles with the basketball. And a foul on Charles Smith, his second.
Well, as you can tell by the crowd's reaction, they thought that should have been an offensive foul. The guard clearly brought up his arm and pushed him. And so when the ref called it on Charles, the crowd was stunned.
Inbound to Kyle Matthews. Matthews with the left-handed dribble on the left side. Now Chris Dixon with the three-pointer is good. Chris Dixon with 8 points. And the lead is 14, 44-30. 6:05 left in the ballgame. Noah Thomason with the basketball on the left side to Charles Smith. Back to Thomason. Gets it into Grayson Harris. Harris working on the left side.
Bad shot.
Puts up the jumper, but he's fouled.
I think he got bailed out on that one. He was really literally moving on one leg. Coach Jones has a smile, so I think he gets the return call on that last call.
Personal foul number 4 on Kyle Matthews. At the free throw line, Grayson Harris. He's got 7 points. Five points by Quinton Morris. 3 each by Thomason, Jeremy Peters, and a basket by Dylan Luce. First free throw is good by Grayson Harris.
The Longhorns are battling, but they're just not able to stop the tempo of the Eagles.
Second one is good. Harris with 9 points. Brother McKinley with 8. Lovings guarded by Quinton Morris. Morris pushes him over to the left side. Good defense by Quinton. Now to Jules Moore. Charles Smith fights through the pick. And the lay-in is
good.
No
rebound, good rebound, Grayson Harris.
Ahead to Charles Smith. Smith with the layup. His first 2 points of the night. It's 44-34. Deficit down to 10 now.
Again, it's that 10-point margin. If the game was close, they would be tied.
Far corner to Philip Prater. He puts up the 3-pointer. No good. And the ball is saved from going out of bounds. And into the hands of the Eagles. Jump shot by Chris Dixon, no good. Out of bounds. Award to George Ranch. 12th turnover by the Eagles.
I tell you what, this game is getting very exciting. It's a lot of hustle by both teams. Like I said, the scoring margin is 34-44. And if it wasn't for that first half slow start by the Longhorns, this would be a knotted game.
Noah Thomason with the basketball. Tries the right side into the hands of Charles Smith to McKinley or Grayson Harris off top. Into the corner to Charles Smith. Back out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason kind of backtracking on his dribble, setting things up. Gets a little bit of a pick from Grayson Harris. Underneath the Quinton Morris. And the reverse layup is good. Quinton Morris with 9. And the lead is 8, 44-36. Eagles.
Good steal.
Stolen away by Morris. Morris puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Nicholas. Ahead to Jules Moore, who lays it up and in. A lot of momentum gained and then taken away with the layup by Jules Moore. Lead back to 10, 46-36. 3:40 left in the ball game. To Quinton Morris on the far side. Morris with the spin move. Puts up a shot, no good. He hits the deck. Rebounded by the Eagles. And it looks like the Eagles are going to go into their keep-away mode a lot earlier than they have before. To Nicholas. Nicholas, turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebounded by McKinley Harris.
Yes, lots of activity that's going on. Oh, careless. Oh, saved by a turnover by the Eagles. I was about to say, McKinley, good rebound, but a little careless with the ball handling. And as Dawson tried to make a steal, they turned the ball over. So it worked out that the Longhorns kept the possession.
Both teams with 14 turnovers. And a timeout called. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Last day to order, midnight on Monday, January 30th. 2017. You can do that two ways. Do it this weekend online at www.balfour.com, B-A-L-F-O-U-R.com, or stop by Monday at George Ranch, check into the front office, get an order blank, fill it out, pay your fees, and your yearbook will be delivered to you in the springtime at the ranch. It is the Dawson Eagles by 10, 46-36, 3:03 left in the ballgame.
If the Longhorns can, again, muster up with just enough stops, they are actually playing good basketball this second half, but not able to consistently cut into that 10-point lead. They get it to 9, but that's about as close as I've seen it.
The inbound to Harris, to Noah Thomason, back to Harris. He drives on the basket, and another goaltending call. That's one we will credit, we will credit to McKinley Harris.
Yes.
He's got 10 points, and the lead is 8, 46-38.
As the Longhorns bring up half-court press.
Intercepted by Grayson Harris. Harris with the lay-in, no good. Thomason with the putback. That's no good. A rebound by Harris and a foul.
Again, Grayson got a nice steal, but he really had a 3-on-1 and tried to keep the ball and take it himself, aggressively going to the basket, but unfortunately he was denied.
Foul whistled against Jules Moore at the free throw line. Grayson Harris. He's got 9 points. Lead is in single digits. Eagles by 8. First free throw is no good. Off to the right. Now a discussion going on whether that was actually a shooting foul. But nonetheless, referees get the last word on that. Second free throw on its way by Grayson Harris. No good again.
Again, that's an opportunity that was lost. One, you had a three-on-one break and you missed the opportunity. And then two, you get to the free throw line and you miss two free throws. Good defense.
Matthews with the basketball. He throws it out of bounds. 15th turnover for the Eagles. George Ranch down by eight. 46-38 in the corner to Charles Smith. McKinley Harris is knocked down. He's back up to Noah Thomason. Thomason driving the baseline and a blocking foul whistled against Kyle Matthews.
And I believe that is five on him by my calculation.
And I think his slow walk towards the bench.
Yeah, he's pulling out the jersey, so he knows it's his fifth.
Shakes hands with Charlie Jones. He's out of the ball game. No points. Five personal fouls for Kyle Matthews. Checking in is Philip Prater at the free throw line. Noah Thomason, he's got three tonight. And make that four. First free throw is good. Noah Thomason hit the first 3 points of the night for George Ranch. Way back in the first quarter. And now he adds that free throw here in the fourth. And another. That one is good. 5 points for Thomason. The lead is six, 46-40. George Ranch trying to trap the Eagles behind the line. Can't do that. And the lay-in is good. Coast-to-coast layup by Jules Moore. He's got 12 points. And the ball is dribbled off the foot. Braxton Lovington out of bounds.
Get a Longhorns credit. They are clawing their way back in the game. They up.
And a personal foul away from the ball. Whistled against Quinton Morris, his second. Jules Moore took that one.
The score is 40-48, so they still got a chance with a minute and 56 left. So we'll see how they play this out.
Inbound to Moore. Down court to Lovings. And to Nicholas. And he blows the jam ahead to Grayson Harris. And Harris is fouled en route to the basket. He'll get two shots.
Man, I tell you, this last couple of minutes is exciting basketball. One team is trying to keep their playoff hopes alive, and the other one is trying to stay undefeated in the district. So we are in for a nice treat these last minute and 44 seconds.
Foul whistled against senior Jules Moore, his second at the free throw line, McKinley Harris. He's got, or check that, it is Grayson Harris. He's got 9 points, looking to add to that. Lead is 48-40. A monster jam by Carl Nicholas was off the back iron.
Yes.
Went almost out to half court.
I think he was trying to make a statement with that dunk, and unfortunately, it gave the Longhorns another opportunity to close this gap. So he's going to think about that should the Longhorn able to pull this out.
10 points for Grayson Harris. Next free throw on its way. That one's good. He's got 11, and the lead is 6. 48-42. 1:40 to play. With the basketball, Moore again.
Out of control.
Coast to coast. He is a bit out of control, and he blows the layup, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Good effort by the Longhorns of not letting him go coast to coast and get a second easy score. So we'll take the side out as opposed to a foul or a score.
He's done that successfully several times tonight, but this time he was way out of control. Foul whistled against Quinton Morris, his third. And at the free throw line, Jules Moore, he's got 12 points.
That actually may not be a bad foul if he's able to miss these free throws.
First one is good. Eagles by 7, 49-42. Second free throw coming up for Jules Moore. That one is good as well. He's got 14 points, a lead back up to 8 to McKinley Harris. Charles Smith on the far side. Quinton Morris up top. Morris trying to get inside, loses control, and goes out of bounds. That's the 15th turnover for George Ranch. Kind of lost control of the basketball, had it on his hip for a second, then it went out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a crucial turnover there with a minute and 15 left in the game. So they really needed a good shot rather than a tough shot.
Foul on the Longhorns, Charles Smith, his third. Marvis Odaya checking in. Smith will go come out, go to the bench. First free throw is good by Lovings. He's got 18. Leads all scorers tonight. Next one on its way. That one is good as well. 19 for Braxton Lovings. Lead is 10, 52-42, 1:10 left in the ball game. Grayson Harris with the basketball. Good pick set by McKinley. Now the ball given to McKinley Harris. He's down the lane. Layup is a little bit short into the hands of Quinton Morris. And a tie-up underneath the basket between Morris and Nicholas.
Yeah, it looked like a little bit of a stare down there. The guys going to have to be a little careful there and not get themselves in no technical or potentially sideline.
And the stare down continues.
Yeah, so I think the refs are communicating. Okay, that's a good, okay, coach for the Eagles went ahead and made that substitution.
Andrew Eberhardt is in for Nicholas. And a foul in the corner by Charles Smith. Longhorns trying to send the Eagles to the line. Hopefully they'll miss the one and a bonus so they can get the basketball back.
Yes, each of these possessions are very crucial for the Longhorns. And, again, this is kind of the separation of the game, whereas the turnovers become a factor and the missed free throws become a factor.
Lovings at the free throw line. First one is good. He's made 5 of 6 free throws.
As I mentioned, he has been the engine for this team. He has set the tempo often, early and often.
Charles Smith out. Marvis Odaya in. Next free throw is good. 54-42, inside a minute to play. Noah Thomason drives the far side to Odaya. Three-pointer on its way, and good by Marvis Odaya. His first points of the night, and Charlie Jones calls a timeout.
Yeah, that was a good substitution by Coach Jones to bring in his shooters that could knock down a three, so good observation and seeing who was on the floor and made the right substitution.
Marvis Odaya from the far corner, and the 6'4 junior nailed the three-pointer, his first points of the night, but we'll take him here in crunch time. It's 54-45, Longhorns down by 9.
Yes, I tell you, this game has a playoff feel to it. Again, one team trying to remain undefeated in the district play and the other team trying to stay alive in district play. So give both teams credit for lots of effort, lots of hustle. And this game is going to come down to the wire based on the tempo that each team is playing with.
Coming into this one, the Eagles are a perfect 6-0 in 23-6A play. George Ranch is 2-5. They're tied for fourth place with Hastings and Elsick and are still trying to keep that position or get up the ladder a little bit before the UIL playoffs begin next month, early next month.
good defense by the Longhorns, denying the entry pass, forcing the Eagles to have to call a timeout.
This is a short timeout for Mark Bear. Recognized his players are having difficulty getting the ball in. He had a timeout to spare, called it here to prevent the turnover. Once again, Eagles by 9, 54-45.
Referees are conferring over there. I think they're recognizing, you know, the tense of the game, so they're trying to make sure they're on the same page with each other seeing.
41 seconds to play. Chris Dixon gets the ball in, and it's kicked into the hands of Noah Thomason to Quentin Morris with the lay-in. Quentin Morris with 11 points, and the lead is 7.
Another good defensive play, not credited to the Longhorns.
Eagles had trouble getting the ball in. Charlie Jones wanted a turnover, and the ref said no, said that the ball was out on George Ranch. And again, into Jules Moore.
That's actually a good foul, given that there's only 27 seconds left in the ball game. So if Jules can be iced on the free throw line, that'll give the Longhorns another possession to try to get a quick score.
Noah Thomason with the personal foul, his second. 14 points for Moore. 26.96 seconds left in the ball game.
All right, that's the first one.
First free throw, no good.
So that's a good foul by the Longhorns. Now either a miss here would definitely help it even more.
Second free throw on its way by
Moore. And it's missed.
It's short. Rebounded by Quentin Morris. Not a whole lot of time left. 22 seconds. Noah Thomason.
Way off.
Pointer on its way. That one is way off to the left. Rebounded by the Eagles. And a foul on Grayson Harris.
Yeah, that might have done it right there, because we only have 15 seconds left. It was a good strategy. They missed both free throws, got the possession they wanted, got a good three-point look. Unfortunately, the ball did not bounce the Longhorns' way.
Noah Thomason a bit off balance on that three-point attempt. First free throw is good by Braxton Lovings.
He has been Mr. Automatic for the Eagles.
22 points for Lovings. He's made 6-7 out of 8, now 8 out of 9.
Yes.
15 seconds left. George Ranch with the basketball. Quentin Morris dives on it like a fumble. And a personal foul. Nope. Charlie Jones called a timeout.
Yeah.
And I think they did also call a foul on Quentin Morris. Longhorns had some difficulty holding on to the basketball. It hit the floor, and one of the Eagles was down there. Quentin Morris, as we said, dove on it like a fumble on the football field, and they whistled a personal foul, and that's Quentin's fourth.
Yeah, I would give the Longhorns lots of credit. You take away that slow start in the first quarter, man, they have battled this whole game. They've just not been able to overcome that deficit from the first quarter. They've clawed and clawed and clawed. Unfortunately, not enough to carry over in the second half.
Noah Thomason will inbound. Gets it into McKinley Harris. Back to Thomason. He stops his dribble. Now Marvis Odiah with the three-pointer. That one's off the back iron. No good. And the rebound by Moore, and he's wrapped up right away by Grayson Harris.
Yes, that's a wrap. With only 1.5 second left, 56-47, it's mathematically done now. So give the Eagles credit for coming in and taking care of business to maintain that undefeated record in district play. And Longhorns some credit, too, for fighting their number one team. Nail for nail, tooth for tooth. And if they can carry the momentum the next game, it will help them a lot.
First free throw by Jules Moore is good. He's got 15 points and another free throw coming. A second and a half left in the ball game. That one short down by McKinley Harris, and that's a ball game.
We're at that 10 mark again, 47-57 in favor of Pearland Dawson Eagles.
Final score, Pearland Dawson 57, George Ranch 47. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll update the final scoring. Charlie Jones will be here for a minute, and we'll wrap this one up. You're listening to Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Tom Tarando and Eddie Morris back at Longhorns Gymnasium. Final score again, Pearland Dawson Eagles 57, George Ranch 47 for the visiting Eagles. 23 points by Braxton Lovings, leading all scorers on the floor tonight. Jules Moore with 15, 8 by Chris Dixon, 6 for Andrew Eberhardt, and 5 for Carl Nicholas. That's the 57 points for the Eagles. They're a perfect 7-0 in 23-6A play, 15 turnovers for the Eagles. And Charlie Jones made it up here. Coach, first of all, but for that first quarter, I think this would have been a much tighter ball game and you wouldn't have been playing or swimming upstream the whole night.
Yeah, we came out with a little bit of nerves. They're a good team. You prepare yourself, you prepare your mind for a team like that, and you come out a little sluggish at the beginning, and it's hard to climb back. We almost fought our way all the way back, gave everybody the exciting game. We just came up a little short.
Yeah, a lot more poise and patience shown by the guys from the second quarter on. Eddie and I were commenting, it was hard to break that double-digit lead they had. We'd get it down to 9 or 7, and then they'd bump it back up to 10 or 12.
Yeah, we had a couple plays in the fourth quarter. I believe we were down 7 and got a turnover. And you want that one last shot to go in to get you to help you get back in the game. It just didn't fall for us tonight. But they really played together after the first quarter. They stayed together the whole game. They're really positive. I think we're going to build from this and take this into Brazoswood next Friday.
That's a good point, Coach. I was just going to ask that question. Although the Longhorns came up short tonight, their overall activity did look encouraging. So what do you see going forward?
I'm very positive and optimistic going forward. I always told Tom throughout the year we're trying to get better every game. And even though you lost this game, I think we got better throughout the game. We're starting to find some rotations that play well together, some energy guys that are coming in that help us out off the bench. And we're going to bring this into Brazoswood, and hopefully we can get a secure spot.
You know, just like in the Hastings game, you had balanced scoring again from Grayson Harris with 11, Quinton Morris with 11, and McKinley with 10. And then some of the other guys dropping in single-digit scoring. But those three guys, like in the Hastings game, were really solid with their scoring.
We're trying to get 3 to 4 people in double figures. The hard part is that against a team like Dawson, you want those double figures to be 15, 15, and 15 instead of 10, 10, and 10. Because they're a very explosive team. But I think we battle hard. We played tough against a tough team. And I'm very excited about next week's game at Brazoswood.
You know, something else we noted there are some big, tall guys, but boy, they're quick down the lane.
They're quick. They have some springs in their legs. They get up quick. But I think our guys went in there and they fought hard. To hold a team like this to 57 points, that's a huge accomplishment. We just want to get better, come in tomorrow, get some shots up, and get some rest for next week.
All right. Go get them in Clute at Brazoswood.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
All right, the rest of the scoring, 11 points for Grayson Harris, as we said, Quinton Morris with 11 as well, 10 by McKinley Harris, and then 5 by Noah Thomason, 3 each by Marvis Odiah and Jeremy Peters, and then a basket each for Dylan Luce and Charles Smith. That's the scoring for George Ranch. 15 turnovers for the Longhorns and 15 for the Eagles.
Very even. You said it best early when we looked at the Longhorns came out a little jittery in the opening of the game. But once they got past that, they played a solid game overall, but was unable to just erase that overall deficit from the first quarter.
All right, that'll do it from Longhorns Gymnasium. For Eddie Morris, I'm Tom Tarando. Final score again, Dawson Eagles 57, George Ranch 47. So long, everybody.